Okay. Recently, I think Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky came out with a psak that there's absolutely no mitzvah to get drunk on Purim, and that it's aser to get drunk on Purim, and it caused a lot of confusion because people learn Maseches Megillah of Zayin and Beis, and it sounds from there that there is a mitzvah to get drunk on Purim. So I just wanted to go through, and this was one of the requested topics, just go through some of the Mar Makamos in terms of what exactly the nature of this mitzvah possible chiyuv is, and give some hadracha into how to best fulfill this mitzvah / chiyuv. There is a Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah is the starting point of everything. Amar Rava Mechayev Inishlu V'sumei B'Paraya Adel Ayada Ben Arham L'Baruch Mordechai. Rava says that a person has to become intoxicated on Purim to the point that they don't know the difference between Arham and Baruch Mordechai. Rava V'Rabbi Zeira Avdu Su'udas Purim Badei Adadi. Rava and Rabbi Zeira, in fact, had a Su'udas Purim together. Ivsum Kam Rava Shechted Rabbi Zeira. They got drunk. Rava got up and he shechted Rabbi Zeira. He killed him. L'machar Bay Rachmi V'Achye. The next day, he davened for him and he brought him back. Tchias HaMesim. Lashana, the next year, Amar Lei, Nesi Marvin, Ava Sudas Purim Badei Adadi. He invited him again. Want to come to my house? We'll do Sudas Purim together. It'll be lots of fun. Amar Lei, he said, Lo Bekal Shaita V'Shaita Misrach HaShnisa. It's not every day you can hope for a miracle. Last year you got lucky. God listened to your prayers, brought me back to life. I don't want to take my chances again. Thank you very much. That is the Gemara Maseches Megillah, pretty much beginning to end, in terms of the nature of the Chiyuv. So how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rava's statement that there is a Chiyuv? So the Torah very clearly says that yes, that we paskin. Tzarech sheyishtaker ad shelo yeda ben Arur Haman l'Baruch Mordechai. One must get drunk to the point that they don't know the difference between Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Seems very, very clear. The Rabbeinu Ephraim is quoted in the Ran, who says, and he has the exact opposite take on the Gemara. He says, no, you see from this Gemara that there's no chiyuv to get drunk. Because what happens? You have Rava comes along and says, you should get drunk. And then the very next line, the Gemara tells a story that's a Maisa Listar. It tells a story where someone got drunk and it was a tragedy. It was horrible consequences that came about from it. And therefore they committed the following year not to get drunk again because of that, because of the terrible consequences of it. So says Rabbeinu Ephraim, you see from this story that you're not supposed to get drunk on Purim. The Pri Chadash points out that no, he thinks you see from the story that Dafka, you are supposed to get drunk on Purim. Because what happened the following year? He said, why don't you come over to my house again? We'll have Sudas Purim together. If they had already realized that it was a mistake and that they shouldn't get drunk, so then he could take the invitation. Go, have a good time, have Sudas Purim. They're not getting drunk anyway. Nothing's going to happen. From the fact that he had to reject the invitation and he had to say, no, I'm not going to come, because he knew what was going to happen, it means that they were planning on getting drunk again. He just knew that Rabba was a lousy drunk. He's not the kind of guy that you want to be around when he's drunk. So that's what the Pri Chadash says. That's why Rabbi Zeira was scared. At the end of the day, though, no matter how you hold in terms of do you paskin like Rava, do you not paskin like Rava, it seems pretty clear that if you look through the Rishonim, that both those who do paskin like Rava and those who don't paskin like Rava pretty much hold the same thing. Everyone seems to hold that you're supposed to drink on Purim to the point where you become slightly impaired and that you're not supposed to make a total fool out of yourself. It seems clear that way from several Rishonim. The Bach writes in some tough Reish Sadiheh that Rabbeinu Ephraim is correct. But what does Rabbeinu Ephraim mean? Not to get drunk? You shouldn't get full-blown, totally, completely shikr. That's what he means. But to get a little bit tipsy, to have a little bit of simcha, to have a little bit of feel-good simcha, that's certainly okay. The Orchus Chaim, quoted in the Beis Yosef, says, don't get too drunk because it's going to lead you to too many averos. On the flip side, the Meiri says, we paskin like Rava. But even if you paskin like Rava, don't get too drunk because then it's going to be halulus. So no matter which way you hold, whether you're paskin not like Rava, you're paskin like Rava, everyone really holds the same thing. They should get drunk, just don't get crazy. That a person shouldn't get to the point where they're going to, and Mishnah Berurah famously says, don't get to the point where you're going to miss out on minyan and benching, and you can't compromise halachas based on this. That a person should become impaired to the point that he adds simcha. Yes, that for sure is true. But not to the point where he makes himself into a total fool. And he gets to a point where he's completely sick. Either way, it's still a little bit strange that the Torah is going to require us to become impaired. Normally, we're very the Torah way of life is one that focuses on logic and keeping control of ourselves and of our actions. And when you drink wine, even if you're not completely gone, you lose a certain sense of control. So where does such a chiyuv really come from. So there's a Gemara Maseches Pesachim Daf Samech Chesam Beis where the Gemara says that Hakol Modim Bepurim Devin on Lachem, that everyone's modim that on Purim you need a certain sense of Lachem in your Simchas Purim, and the Limud that we have that you need a sense of Lachem in your Purim is it says you may mishta v'simcha k'sivdei. It says by Purim that it's you may mishta v'simcha. The Megillah itself describes it as you may mishta v'simcha. The fact that it's described in the Megillah as you may mishta indicates that it's part of the essence of the day is that it's a day of drinking. Rashi Megillah of Zion and Beis points out that you may mishta doesn't just mean stam drinking; it means drinking yayin. That dafka should be yayin that one drinks at the for Purim. In Gilyone Ashas, he says that it's unclear why it should only be yayin, but he says that's what it seems to be. That's the pshat in Rashi, and that's what it seems to be. The Rambam also, when the Rambam quotes this halacha, the Rambam also mentions yayin specifically. So it seems like getting drunk, although can be done more easily and quickly and efficiently, perhaps with even a smaller glass if you were to have scotch or something. But the idea is that you have yayin. Why yayin? Right? That's what Rambam writes in Perek Beis Vilchos Megillah Halach Tezvav. Ketzad chov asu dezu? How does one fulfill the mitzvah of su'udas purim? Sheyochal basav yisakin su'dunog fi ashatim tziyado. V'shos se yayin ad sheyishtakar v'yirdu b'shichrus. You drink yayin to the point that you get drunk and you fall asleep in your drunkenness. Now, a couple of things that we see from there. First of all, you see that it's only yayin. The other thing you see from the Rambam is, how does that si'if start? He starts with the phrase, Ketzad chovas su'uda zu. How does one fulfill the mitzvah of su'udas purim? The mitzvah of su'udas purim may only be fulfilled during the daytime, may not be fulfilled during the nighttime. So if you're going to be doing it only in the context of su'uda zu, it has to be in that context of su'udas purim. There's logic to that also. Besides for the fact that that's the time where you're expressing the simcha with eating and drinking, so it makes sense that's when you should drink. There's a philosophical logic to it as well. When a person is running around all day, even before they had automobiles, where being impaired on an automobile is taking your own life and everyone else's life into your hands, when a person is running around all day, it's much more likely that being impaired is going to lead him to make a complete fool of himself. When a person is around a table with family and they're around a table with people that they interact with in a normal controlled setting, it's a much safer environment for a person to become impaired. So it could be that the idea of doing it during the Su'uda, while the reason for it may not be this, it's certainly a positive benefit of doing it during the Su'uda only and not at any other time during the day, is that it certainly leads to a fulfillment of what all those Rishonim say of not having a simcha of halulos, not having a simcha of just complete nonsense, but a simcha that's going to lead not to acting crazy, it's going to lead to zemiros, it's going to lead to saying the Torah, it's going to lead to a controlled environment, generally is going to lead to a much better kind of simcha. The Abu Dram explains that the whole idea of Yayin, of Dafka drinking on Purim, is because the whole Nes of Purim happened through Yayin. And since it happened through Yayin, it's logical to do it, to celebrate through Yayin as well. What's the idea of Ben Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai, that Adel Yada between Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai? So there are several Shitos, and you could... They have a book of Ner Lameya, about 100 answers to the Kasha by Ner Chanukah, about why we have 8 days of Chanukah. You could probably have a book, I'm sure there probably is one, a book of 100 answers of what it means, Arham Baruch Mordechai, all the different pshatim in Arham Baruch Mordechai. There are several quoted by the Darkei Moshe on the bottom of the tour, where he writes that the gematrios of each one is equal. So it means, Adli Adab in Arham Baruch Mordechai means you're impaired to the point that you're not going to be able to focus to work out the gematrios, to see that they're equal, not to the point that you don't know the difference between the two phrases, right? That I remember in yeshiva when I was in Karen Biavna, there was a guy who was drinking way too much. He was getting terribly sick, and he every time he took another drink, he would say, "Arham Baruch Mordechai." Not yet, and he would just drink more. Like he was convinced that he wasn't there yet. So the Darkei Moshe says, "No, that's not the pshat. It's to be able to figure out the cheshbon is the Arham Baruch Mordechai." The the Dr. Marshall says there used to be a pismo and there used to be some type of song that the stanzas would end with either Arur Haman or Baruch Mordechai. And it means that if you get confused with the ending stanzas of the song, that you forget some of the words of the song. So it's Lav Dafka this song. Take any song that has different stanzas that switch off, and when you get confused, that's the point where you're impaired. Bottom line is, according to both of those pshat, and what does it mean? It doesn't mean you're completely gone. It means that you don't have that same level of focus. That's all it means. You don't have the same level of clarity. The Rambam had a very interesting line. The Rambam says, how much? At sheyirdem b'shichruso, to the point that you sleep in your drunkenness. The Ramah brings that down several notches. The Ramah says, no, not yirdem b'shichruso in the sense that you're so drunk you fall asleep, you collapse on the floor asleep. No. He says, drink a little bit yoser milimudo, a little more than you usually drink, which if you normally drink nothing is a sip or a couple of sips of wine, and then take a small nap, take a short nap, and that's going to be the point that you'll get to Adlai Ad Ben Aruham LeBaruch Mordechai. So that's the, generally speaking, when it comes to halacha, Ashkenazi Jews follow the psak of the Ramah, as far as I know. So the Ramah is very, very, I don't know if you say machmir, mekel, whatever, however you want to call it, the Ramah is very light on how much a person should drink. Doesn't think that it should be too much, just a little bit more than whatever you normally drink. If you're the kind of person, so now that I'm, it took me a while to get to even be able to stand the taste of wine. So now at a Shabbos Suda, I'll have sometimes a glass of wine or something, or at a Yontif Suda, I'll have a glass of wine. So maybe I should have a glass and a half of wine. I'm one that can't hold my, whatever. If I have a glass and a half, I'm going to, two glasses, forget it. I'd be, but anyway, so a glass and a half of wine, so just to be a little bit besimcha. And but certainly not to be crazy in any way. I should point out, my chavrusa likes to say, he gives this shir often, and he likes, Rabbi Razner likes to say that when his wife was on call in the emergency room once on Purim night, and she said she was never more embarrassed to be a Jew than being on call in the Maimonides Medical Center emergency room on Purim night. Because there were 11-year-old kids, 12-year-old kids, 13-year-old kids coming in left and right with blood alcohol levels that the emergency room had never seen before, to get their stomach pumped and to be put on IVs. And the nurses went, what's going on over here? What happened? What was tonight? And it's obviously a terrible avla and a terrible chilul Hashem. And obviously anything of that nature, and not only with 11-year-old kids and 12-year-old kids, but with 30-year-old kids and 40-year-old kids, if it gets to that point, that's obviously a terrible avla and a terrible chilul Hashem. Chazal were very careful. It's around the table. It's at the Seuda. It's with family. And it's yoser milimudo. It's not to be crazy. It's not to compromise halachos. And certainly not to create a tremendous sense of chilul Hashem.
Yeah. Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.